Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the
face. Hi listeners, welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we'll welcome back our good friend and quite possibly one of my favorite people, Alyssa Trahan, or Alyssa as I tend to call her. Now, Alyssa's been on the show, this will probably be 7 or 8 times, I think, at this point. So, and we haven't physically spoken to each other in probably, I think we agreed 4 or 5 years. So we've got plenty to catch up on. We'll talk with Liz about what she's been up to since the last time she was on, brand new music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. So with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome back our good friend, Alyssa Trahan to the show. Hey, Liz, how are you?
Hello, I am doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me on. I can't believe it's been so long, but I'm so excited that I'm finally back.
Oh my gosh, it's been, I haven't looked at the last time you were on, but it's probably been close to maybe 6 years. I'm not completely sure.
That is insane. How is that even possible?
That's absolutely crazy. And as I said in the intro, this is the first time we've actually physically spoken in probably about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, which is also insane. I guess time just flies by, man. I don't understand how it goes so fast, but here we are. Better late than never, right?
True. It's really, really crazy. And I got to get back up to Nashville sometime because I miss you.
Yes, absolutely. Although I feel like if you haven't been here in 4 years, it's going to look like a whole different city to you. I mean, there's so much new construction, and it looks different.
Yeah, with the new Titan Stadium going up, new buildings popping up, new bars, new everything popping up, just it seems like every day, you know?
Yeah, I went downtown just a couple nights ago, and there were parts of it that I didn't even recognize. And I go down there somewhat frequently. So I was like, man, this is just insane.
I tell you, the last time I was downtown was actually the last time I was in Nashville, which was last year, for the Josie Music Awards. And I went downtown. I went on Broadway. Oh, God. It was absolutely insane.
Oh, yeah. It's there's not even a word for how crazy it is down there. It's its own animal. It is just, it's its own thing.
Absolutely. And I thought to myself, I said, okay, this is why I never go to Broadway anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I feel that. I relate.
But I will tell you this, I went to the 1230 club. The first time I've ever been there.
Oh, yeah.
That place is nice. That place is so
nice. I've heard
nice.
A lot of good things about it. I haven't checked it out yet. I'm going to have to.
You know Justin Timberlake is co-owner, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
But, yeah, but I'll tell you this. Upper Broadway is nice. Lower Broadway is an absolute mess.
That's accurate, yeah.
So anyway, thank you again for doing this. Like we said earlier, this has been too long in the making, you know?
Agreed.
So, what have you been up to besides just working your tail off?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. But, I mean, in the last few years, my career has definitely started going on a different path, I guess you could say. I kind of realized that what I find most fulfilling is songwriting and production. So I have really been focusing on that. I'm focusing on writing for and with other artists, producing for other artists, and it's been really great. I'm currently producing, I think, 6 artists, and it's so fun for me. I really love it. I just had my first ever full-length album that I'm a producer on come out, other than my own albums as an artist. So that was really exciting. And yeah, I'm working with a lot of new people, and I'm also working on my own album. And I'm excited because it's going to be a bit of a different record for me. It's going to be a songwriter-focused record. So it's all songs that I've written over the years in Nashville that either haven't found a home, or maybe we wrote it for a specific artist and they didn't release it for whatever reason. And they're all songs that I just love so much that, you know, they're not the kind of song that an artist would put out to release to radio or to tour or any of that stuff, but they're just like my favorite songs because they're so deep and story driven and things like that. So I'm really excited. I'm probably 80% done with the record, hoping to have it out in the next couple of months. And I actually want it to be a thing that I do going forward. So this is going to be a songwriter album, and whatever I pick for the title, it's going to be volume 1. And then, you know, maybe next year I'll have volume 2, and then volume 3, volume 4, and I want to keep it going. And just, you know, get the songs out there, because it makes me so sad that not just me, but everybody in town writes so many amazing songs, and then they just kind of live on a computer or a hard drive somewhere, you know, and that just makes me so sad. So I figured, you know what, I'm going to release them. So, yeah, I'm super excited about it.
And I love the songwriter series album thing, sort of like an anthology. I love
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
I love that concept.
Thanks. I'm really excited about it. I have a good feeling about it. And, I mean, I got to say, it's been the most fun to work on because it's just, these are all songs that I have personally listened to the demos for like 5 or 6 years, just, you know, loving the songs and wanting to get them out there. So I'm super, super excited. I don't have, like, a release date or anything yet because it's still in progress. But, yeah, I'm really excited about it.
So, I know you said you've gotten into producing a lot more, and you sort of alluded to it earlier. But talk to me about producing one of your best friends full length albums.
Yes, so that was such a cool experience. We started working on that about like a year and a half ago, I want to say. And initially it was going to be myself and Miggy, who's the artist, and our friend Craig Wilson. But Craig actually, unfortunately, passed away very unexpectedly, very sudden. So, you know, we got to a point that we were trying to figure out what are we going to do, how are we going to do this album, and Miggy trusted me to just produce it. And it was so fun to work on because, you know, obviously Miggy is my best friend and I believe in her so much as an artist. So it was so fun and so rewarding. And it was also definitely a learning process for me just to, you know, learn how to produce a full album for somebody else and, you know, keep up with deadlines and keep up with what the artist has in mind, their vision and stuff like that. We got to work with some musicians. We got to work with a drummer, a bass player, a guitar player, and the entire album was actually made with women only, which is super cool of Miggy to do. So obviously she's a female artist. I'm a female producer. Only her and I wrote songs on the record, and then every musician and the mastering engineer were also female. So it was incredible. And yeah, it was like, when we finally put the record out, it was like our little baby was just out on streaming platforms, and it was just amazing. And then the same week, actually, a song on that album hit 100,000 streams, and that became my first song that I produced for another artist to hit 100,000 streams. So it's been super exciting, and just, like, embracing this new path that I'm on has been really, really fun and really, really fulfilling, too.
You know, and I don't want to open up old wounds here, but I know you said you produced this album initially. Initially, it was you, Miggy, and Craig Wilson, and I remember the first time I met Craig. I was so starstruck; it was not even funny.
Oh yeah, Craig was a rock star. I mean, he was just incredible. He was just such an amazing songwriter, such an amazing producer, amazing human, huge cheerleader and fan for all women in the industry, really. And yeah, it's a huge loss without him. But he was a rock star, absolutely.
Absolutely. And I remember I had him on the show probably 2 years ago, I want to say it was, 2 or 3 years ago. And he was talking about a song you wrote with freaking Lil Wayne. I was like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, do what? like how?
I know, so crazy. He knew everybody, he really did.
Mm. And it was, and when I heard about that, I was absolutely gutted. I was like, you're absolutely kidding me, right? But no, it was crazy.
It doesn't feel real still to this day.
Right. So to sort of kind of lighten the mood here just a second. I know you mentioned the music that you're producing. There was something I wanted to ask you that I'd forgotten about. Now, you've been in Nashville how many years now?
I have been in Nashville for about 8 years now, just over.
Wow, that's crazy. That and I actually knew you before you moved to Nashville, so I think we've been friends now about 10 years.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
It blew my mind. I was thinking back before this interview. I was thinking last week, I was like, have I known Liz that long? Holy crap.
That's insane. I, like, can't believe that. That's so crazy.
It's weird. But you do, and as a matter of fact, you've actually recently been back to your home state of New York recently.
Yeah, I still go back there somewhat frequently. I'm actually going back next weekend, too. And I like to play shows while I'm in town, see the family, see the people that really gave me my start. And
mm-hmm.
It's always fun to go back there, especially if it's not snowing. but,
right.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you, and I know we've discussed this before, but that whole upstate New York area, I'm talking Rochester, Syracuse, Binghamton, that whole area up there is just gorgeous.
It is, yeah.
Funny story for you. I was up in that area maybe 6 years ago now, something like that, seven. And I was going to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, okay? And now for anybody out there that's never been to Cooperstown, unless you're specifically looking for Cooperstown, you're not going to find it. This place was
mm-hmm.
so hard to find.
Yeah, I believe it.
like you're driving, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's Cooperstown. You're like, where'd this come from? Because
Yeah.
Because literally all up in that area, it's just like farmland and just woods and everything else. And then you're like, there's Cooper Sound. Like, what happened?
Yeah. That's how a lot of upstate New York is, I feel like.
It's absolutely nuts. Let me see. I know you said you're going back home this coming weekend. So what have you got on the schedule?
Yeah, so next weekend I've got two shows up around the Rochester area, and I've also got a bunch more throughout the summer that I'm really excited about. We get to open for Sarah Evans. We get to open for Clay Walker. So we're really excited. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up, and it's all on my website if anyone wants to come see us. But we're really excited. It's gonna be fun.
Nice. And this is kind of strange. All the years we've known each other, I've never seen you play.
That's also insane.
like a lot of these people I interview, I've never seen them play. So that's definitely got to change.
I agree.
So let's see. You've got a show. Let's see when I'll be in town in October. But I'm not seeing anything on the schedule for October, so that's, it is what it is, but still. I'll be in town in October, like I said. I'm nominated again for the Josie Music Awards in Internet Radio Show of the Year.
Congratulations. Oh my God, that's so exciting. I don't think I have anything booked in October yet, but I feel like I probably will. So hopefully I book something and can finally, like, see me play.
Absolutely. And this is something pretty cool, too, that I've not yet announced on the show. I've applied for a media credentials to do backstage interviews to Josie's.
Ooh. That is exciting.
Now it's just a waiting game to see if I actually get said press pass. It's just a waiting game now. But this will be the first event I've ever done media for.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting!
You know, I've seen a bunch of my peers and people in this industry like Cody Allen, Ty Bentley, who is a very, very dear friend of mine, my friend Anya Hammer, do countless interviews and press media coverage, and I'm like, I want to do that. So I bit the bullet this past February and applied for the Josies. So we'll see.
Well, good for you.
But you know, every single award show, I'm always watching the red carpet. Every single award show, whenever it's on, I'm always watching the red carpet. And I'm like, that's what I want to do right there.
That's amazing. Well, fingers crossed.
Let's hope. And I figure 12 years of doing this podcast, I might come in handy with that.
Yeah.
Something else that blows my mind. I can't believe I've been doing this show for 12 years.
That is insane. Wow.
And
12 years, really?
And 10 years covering music.
My God.
10 years covering music. We're celebrating our 12-year anniversary in August. So.
That's so exciting.
And I do remember,
are you going to have a big party or something?
I'm probably gonna do a show and invite past guests to call in.
Ooh.
I do that pretty much every year. Unless I'm in Nashville, then I'm gonna go out to like a club or something and just and live it up.
I love it.
But you know, I promised myself one thing when I started the show 12 years ago. I said this show is never about me. It will never be about me. It's always about you guys. And shining a light on some incredibly talented artists and even better people.
I love that so much. That's just amazing.
And I like to think in the past 10 years I've done my part. I like to think.
I think so too.
But yeah, it's crazy how all the people I've met through this show. It's absolutely insane. People I never even thought that I'd be friends with.
Music is cool in general that it brings people together like that. I mean, there's a lot of people in my life I definitely never would have met, including you, if it weren't for music.
Absolutely. And there are some contacts in my phone that I'm not going to say who, but I'm abjectly terrified to butt dial.
I relate to that, yes.
I am abjectly terrified to butt dial these people. I mean, I'll text them pretty regularly, but I am just so terrified to butt dial them.
I feel that, yes.
So, in the next probably 5 or 10 minutes we've got here, I know we talked about your upcoming shows next weekend. Your upcoming projects and stuff. But what else is on the docket for you in the next few months?
Oh man, I feel like that's kind of everything. just keeping working on this record and working with all the artists I'm working with now, and yeah, just, you know, keeping on in Nashville. I'm playing a lot of writers' rounds, just, you know, taking it day by day, and, you know, I love it here. It's a crazy town, but it's, you know, where I want to be, and I just love doing what I'm doing, so, yeah.
You know, I kind of want to end things on a bit of a serious / lighthearted note, with a question that is sort of a new question that I've come up with, because I'm always looking for ways to keep the podcast fresh and keep the questions interesting or whatever, you know. But living the life that you do as an artist and a producer, what is the hidden cost of that life? I mean, is it like missed birthdays, missed anniversaries, missed whatever?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like it's definitely partially missing things like that, especially, you know, if you have a show or whatever it is and you can't go. It's, you know, I've missed weddings before, things like that. But I would say the biggest thing would just be time in general. It's a very time-consuming life, you know? So it's, you know, a big hurdle is figuring out how to manage your time well. And, yeah, but I would say it's time is the big cost, which I feel like time is the most precious resource of all, right?
Right, exactly. And this is probably the last question I have for you, and I'm going to keep it light. But how many instruments can you play now? Because I know last time we spoke, it was like at 13 last time we spoke.
I think it's about the same, honestly. It might be one more. I'm trying to think. It's probably one more since then. So it's probably, what, 14 now? I'm
that's
always picking
crazy.
Up new ones, so you never know.
That's absolutely insane. I can barely play one, and that's the acoustic guitar. And I can barely play that. And you're up to 14. Wow.
It's never too late to learn.
True. And I got to say, I'm actually getting a fairly good. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've played shows before with a local band where I'm from.
Yeah. I remember you saying that. That's amazing. It's always fun to play with a band.
I remember the first gig I did with them, it was a 4-hour set. I was
wow,
dead.
Wow, that's a long
at
one.
At the very end.
I
was dead at the very end. because it was like my first or second time ever playing out, and I was absolutely dead after that.
I believe it. 4-hour gigs are a lot.
But, oh my gosh, it was so much fun. We played everything from a picture from Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow to a bunch of old-school Motown.
That's amazing. That's actually, I love that. I love sets that have, like, you know, huge differences and they're all over the place. That's my favorite.
It was absolutely insane, and it was so much fun. And I think this year, it was a 4th of July party I played that time. And I think this year they're bringing it back. They didn't have it last year, but I think this year they're bringing it back. And I'm going to...
Nice.
And I'm definitely going to play again if they'll have me. So.
That's awesome.
Well, hey, this has been so much fun getting to catch up with you again. It's been so much fun.
It has.
Before I let you go, and I know I told you this off air, but I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you, and I've been seeing everything you're doing on social media, and I'm just, like I said, I'm so beyond proud of you.
Aw, thank you. That means so much.
And you already know this too, but if there's ever anything that I can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
And same to you.
You know, I feel like if you guys take 30 plus minutes out of your day to do a little a fan created podcast, it's the absolute least I can do to help you guys out in literally any way I can.
Yeah, and I mean, anything helps us artists, writers, creatives. I mean, even the little things are huge helps for us, so we definitely appreciate it.
Absolutely, and I know you already know this too, but I feel like if this podcast can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next interview or that next gig or the next whatever the case may be, then I've more than done my job.
Aw, yeah, I agree.
And anybody out there that's listening to this, yourself included, Liz, this is a safe space. I've tried to create a safe space for artists to come and talk about their lives, their music, with no judgment, no anything, you know?
Yeah, and that's beautiful. All
right. So I think I'm gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening, but thank you again for doing this, Liz.
Thank you for having me on.
All right, I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye.
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 Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan. Let's see, in the next couple of weeks, there might be a couple of rescheduled interviews coming in the next couple of weeks. If I can nail it down with the artist, or artist, as the case may be. Let's see, we've got Kirstie Krause, Christy Huff together, and Aubrey Wallet. And those are our rescheduled interviews. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.